Well, if you're heading to Cairns this weekend, or indeed any time over the next 6 months, you're in for a bit of a treat of the artistic variety. The launch of Changing Lanes Festival is tomorrow. Laneways around the Cairns CBD will be transformed by artworks created by local artists. And Amanda Fayer is one of those. You might recognise her name because she was responsible for the giant meat ant. Do you remember that? She joins us now. Hello, Amanda.
Hello, how are you?
Good. We had so many calls after we did a story on the meat ant, which you, in fact, had designed.
Yeah, it was amazing. We had about 20 tourists come in that day saying they'd heard it on the radio and they'd driven from all sorts of places to see it, so it was great.
That's fantastic. Now, tell us what you've created this time.
Okay, this time I've created basically an oversized charm bracelet, and the reason I've done this is it's part of the Changing Lanes Festival, which is designed to get people into the underused laneways in Cairns and explore the city and also get to view some artwork to appreciate. Now, the relativity of the charm bracelet is that I have a personal family connection with the city heart of Cairns and its history because my grandfather, Crofton Clawson, had a jeweller's shop there and it was running for over 65 years and he was quite well known. And so basically, Charmed is the name of my work, and it's a collection of memories connected by the growth of the heart of the city. So each charm has like images on one side, and the other side has these quirky little story tales. And then there's also a sound element to the work where people can actually turn the sound on. And I've actually, part of my research was recording these candid conversations to get this information for the work, and it became a major part of the work. So now it's sort of a really interactive work people get to explore.
Without giving away too much, because I want people to be able to go there and experience themselves, but what are a couple of the stories behind the charms?
Okay, one of them is the old Palace Theatre, and the laneway I'm in is in Lake Street 82 to 84, and the Palace Theatre, you can still see Palace written on it outside. And the story behind that was my mum used to tell me all these sorts of stories about when she was a kid in Cairns, and one of them was that she used to usher at the Palace Theatre. And, you know, for instance, on the back of this charm, it says, "We used to use torches to show people to their numbered seats in the dim light of the theatre and peruse the crowd to arrest any canoodlers." So, you know, little stories like that.
Those canoodlers?
That's right.
Lawbreakers they are. Now, the idea of getting people into the laneways in Cairns and doing this, it's sort of the back ways, is that something that's been done in other places as well?
Melbourne has a Changing Lanes, or it's a laneway festival, which does a similar thing, yeah. So
I like the idea of Cairns taking on Melbourne.
I think it's great. Yeah, why not?
So what sort of reactions do you hope or people will have when they see the artwork and hear the artwork?
I think that it'll be different for different people. I think that the locals will probably, and particularly locals who've been in Cairns for a long time, will relate to it on one level, and they'll probably have more of a reminiscing type of relationship with the work. And I think although tourists won't know the intimate details, they'll get to know Cairns in another way. It'll be like talking to old locals. So I hope that they'll get sort of interested in the city itself, because it'll be, it's not like a historical documentation, it's more animated and personal.
How long did it take you to do it?
I've been working on it for around 2 to 3 months, so it's been a very full on time, considering I had to install the meat ant in the middle of it as well, so.
Well, I'm looking forward to trying to go and see it, but it just sounds fantastic. Thanks so much for your time.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Amanda Fayer. She's a local artist from the Cairns area. Now, this is part of a Changing Lanes Festival, which starts tomorrow. But that's her artwork, which is a charm bracelet. Sounds great, doesn't it?